Thank you, President. The submission of annual reports is the cornerstone of the Treaty's transparency objectives, serving to foster much needed trust within the international community. States' parties will also appreciate the value of trust in building and maintaining peace and stability. Australia, for this reason, highly values transparency and takes its reporting obligations seriously. We were proud to once again have been one of the first states parties to submit the 2022 report. Australia notes with concern that since the first review conference, less than two-thirds of states parties have regularly complied with the Article 7 obligation to submit annual reports, and that only 50 of 102 states parties to the convention have submitted their 2022 annual reports. Australia calls upon all states to do so. President, we applaud the valuable work done by the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, Cluster Munitions Coalition, in monitoring usage and stockpiles. It makes a significant contribution to transparency, and so we have been pleased to be a regular financial contributor in support of this important work. Australia thanks the Gambia as coordinator for transparency measures for its efforts in advancing the draft adapted form for reporting, which is under consideration at this meeting. We note this has been taken forward in accordance with Action 45 of the Lausanne Action Plan. We particularly commend the inclusion of gender and age differentiated data with respect to the beneficiaries of assistance in Form G, and the changes to Form B requesting states parties to give further details of the specific obstacles they face in treaty implementation. And we recognise, however, the broader reporting burdens faced by states parties and the need to bear these in mind when revising the reporting form, and welcome all efforts to simplify the form while ensuring that essential data is captured. Thank you.